Hello and welcome to Sofa Senseis. You're joined by me, Kavan, and this is the Aki and Selfish Digital Network. It's an absolute pleasure to be in your company today. It's been so long, I've missed it, but I'm back. And this is an episode featuring five things I would like to see. That's five things I would like to see in boxing this year. I'm not going to waste your time. I'm going to get stuck straight in. Number one, I would like to see a resolution to the Conor Benn saga. Okay, we've been talking about Conor Benn for the last 18 months, 2 years, and that whole Chris Eubank failed two tests. Just to be clear, Conor Benn failed two tests in the lead up to the Chris Eubank fight. On fight week, it was revealed in the Daily Mail. That has been a mess from start to finish. I don't know the exact truth, if you catch that one there. I don't know who's lying. I don't know who's telling the truth. I don't know what's right. I don't know what's wrong. But what I do know is that I would like to see Conor Benn get in front of the British Boxing Board of Control and share the evidence that he claims he has. That has not happened yet. I think it actually might be happening, in the next few days, but it hasn't happened yet. And I would like to see a resolution to that. And I would like to see either Conor Benn cleared of any wrongdoing or, of course, sanctioned for his wrongdoing. Please, let's get that over the line. And please, let's get that over the line soon. Because Conor Benn is in a great division. He's in the welterweight division, and there are so many things going on in that division right now. So many big names so close to him. Devin Haney is 7 pounds below. Tank Davis is another few pounds below that. But there are so many mega fights to be made. He's already been beefing with Tank Davis online. That is an incredible fight that could be made later on down the line. Of course, we may eventually see Eubank Benn 3 in the form of their sons taking on the mantle. That would be nice, but before we get to any of those amazing, huge nights, let's get a resolution, please, Conor Benn. We've taken the piss out of it a few times. We've had a laugh about it a few times in the Sofa Sensei Sunday sit-downs, but I'd like to just see it resolved now. It's old, let's move on, but let's move on. Wrapping up the future. Oh, sorry, the past. Okay, number two, I would like to see the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world be crowned, but critically, I would like to see it without any stupid stripping of the belt within minutes, hours, days, weeks. Please, IBF, I'm talking directly to you. Make sure you allow the Undisputed Heavyweight Champion of the World to keep the title of the Undisputed Heavyweight Champion of the World if you want to keep the value people hold and see in your belt. This is on the line for you, not for the champion. We know when Tyson Fury and Usyk fight each other on the 17th of February, who is numero uno in the division. Number one, the king, the big daddy. We know who that will be on February 17th. If any of those sanctioning bodies choose to take away their belts for whatever reason, so that we can see Hergovic fight Anthony Joshua or whoever, we're going to know that's a second-tier champion. That's going to degrade the value in your belt. So please, allow the undisputed champion to be undisputed and fight contenders. Now, obviously, that may lead us to see the undisputed champion of the world fighting people like Francis Ngannou, for instance, who you might argue isn't worthy of fighting for such a title so soon into his career without fighting any other contenders other than Fury and Joshua. But let's cross that bridge when we come to it. Let's make sure that we at least see a division which features a consistent undisputed champion of the world, sort of like we saw in the super middleweight champion division with Canelo for that brief period of time, period of time where he was undisputed super middleweight champion of the world. That was a good period of time. We had one champion, one face, one name. That was good. Okay, number three is Haney versus Tank Davis. I would like to see this fight, because there is the criticism levered by some that Tank Davis hasn't really fought anyone who was supposed to win, hasn't really been in a 50-50 fight. And Haney, while he's been in some incredible, incredible fights, they've also been, fortunate timing for him. Because, for example, he fought Loma, controversial fight, but Loma is old, His style isn't one that lends itself to an old fighter, yet Devin Haney fought him. So, there are still question marks over the legitimacy of Devin Haney. Small question marks, I might add, because actually, after his fight against Progre, I think those questions have actually been answered. But at least there are questions around Tank. So I would like to see those two get in the ring together and actually have it out. Because again, they've been battling back and forth on Twitter. Let's just resolve all of that nonsense and get it over the line. I know Haney's also been linked with people like Ryan Garcia recently. We don't need to see that. Ryan Garcia just fought Tank. Ryan Garcia just lost to Tank. Let Ryan Garcia go and rebuild a little bit, and then he can go ahead and fight someone like Devin Haney if he wins those rebuild processes. But Tank Davis, he is no longer a prospect. He is no longer a necessarily young fighter. He needs to get it on, and he needs to get it on in big fights real soon. So Devin Haney can be that guy pretty easily. Let's see that, please. Number four is I would like to see the Saudi energy matched everywhere else in boxing. So Saudis right now, and granted, there's a huge caveat when I say this, that Saudis obviously have the money to make all these things happen. But Saudi are seeing the fights that we want to see and we want to make, and they're making them happen. Okay, we saw Adelaide versus Wardley. We saw, okay, Hergovich versus Demory is obviously an outlier to that argument. But we saw Fury versus Ngannou. A major fight, almost a fantasy fight you never thought would happen. And not to mention, it came with dramatics. Those dramatics have then led us to see Anthony Joshua versus Ngannou. Usyk is going to be fighting Fury. All these big, huge fights that the Saudis come with. You know, Beterbiev is allegedly going to be fighting Bivol. You know, Jayapataya fighting contender after contender, fighting regularly. If Jayapataya was not fighting in Saudi, he would not be fighting as regularly as he is. Point blank, period. I would like to see other promoters, other areas within boxing, you know, broadcasters, etc., take that Saudi energy, okay, and match it to the level which you can. So, for instance, Boxer, they've taken Richard Riakpor out of purse bids with Opataya. They've taken Fraser Clark out of purse bids with, what's his name, Fabio Wardley. Why? Because that is the exact antithesis of the Saudi energy. So whatever your views are on Saudi being so involved in boxing, you know, drop them in the comments below. Let me know your thoughts. But I would like to see that Saudi energy matched to the level which other people can do it. If it's a money issue, then let them fight with Saudi. You know, get them involved. Build those relationships with Saudi, because otherwise you're going to be frozen out and no one's going to care about your stable in the next year. Okay. The final thing, and this isn't in order, it's just things that have come to my mind about five things I would like to see in boxing in the year 2024. I would really, really love to see more shoulder content. And what I mean when I say shoulder content is I would like to get to know the characters that are behind the fights that we see. I would like to see more documentaries around the build-ups that we're watching, you know, the fights that we're seeing. You know, I want to know what Fury's camp is like. I want to know what Usyk's camp is like. I want to know who they're sparring, how they're feeling, how their family's feeling. That sort of 24/7 all-access type content, I would like to see way more of it, because guess what? I'm a sofa sensei. I'm not in the arena. I'm at home. I'm watching the content. I want to see more, okay? And if you want to see more behind the scenes of what boxing characters are really like, please do check out the Sofa Sensei's archive. We've got over 40 episodes where we get to know fighters and those involved in fighting, including Dom Felix, Nico Michael, Ty Sell. We've got Damian Denny, who fought Daniel Day-Lewis in the movie The Boxer in 1997. It's an incredible episode and an incredible archive. Make sure you go ahead and check it out. This is Sofa Senseis on Aki and Selfish Digital Network. You're joined by me, Kavan. And don't forget, you can follow us, Sofa Senseis, on Instagram, Aki and Selfish on Twitter and TikTok. And we're also available on all podcast platforms. Make sure you check us out. It's been incredible to get back to it. And I'll see you soon. Thank you very, very much. Take care and goodbye.